The Mystic Broadcast Network presents interdimensional being Antar, as hosted by the late Levi Longfellow York III. In this series of four podcasts, Antar describes what it is and what happens when it commandeers Levi's body and mind. In this episode number one, Antar describes itself and what its mission is for planet Earth. Here is Antar.
He says acknowledgement and salutations. If you only understood what it takes for me to come from my world to yours, perhaps you would have more sympathy for me. But it has its own built-in rewards. I am a messenger of types, of sorts. An educator, a professor of psychology to some extent. You might refer to me as a spiritual psychiatrist. I have no body like you, no face. No harm. I am not fallen. But through my medium, I can communicate to your world.
I am alive.
I exist whether or not your theoreticians, psychologists, psychiatrists, or politicians agree. As to my validity, I am as real as you are. What can I do for you? I can perceive your world from a different angle than you. An angle sometimes vastly wider. A broader sweep of awareness. So that I can penetrate into personal issues, difficulties, dilemmas and problems and creative processes that you cannot so easily because of your vantage point, your point of vision. I am very old. I am much older than my psyche. I am older than any who would listen or watch this mechanically reproduced videotape. I am older, much older than anything you can imagine. You cannot put a date on me. And in my time, I have seen things that still await you in your individual futures, on your evolutionary journeys. But I am not alone. There are others like me where I come from, a spiritual family of sorts, you might say. And we are educators. We span the centuries in terms of the human versions of time, and educate and help in the evolution of various types of entities and the expansion of consciousness to its next level. I am one of the original metaphysicians. I do not, however, identify with any particular religious or philosophical group. Such distinctions are purely human and purely valid. I was not educated in your schools or your institutions of higher learning. My education comes from direct experience and many eons of observation. The time, your type of time, is basically meaningless to me. I understand it is important to you and to your particular individualistic, racial, and species-specific evolutionary types of processes. I must undergo a radical transformation when I communicate with your plane. Getting my psychic to pay attention to me took some time, and getting my larger audience to pay attention to me may take more time. But the merit comes not on my external credentials, but on the wisdom that I can convey. I do not wish to be a guru, by your definitions of that term. But, as I have said before, I am an educator. And if you don't mind me saying so, a darn good one. I have worked on your plane before, through others. At this period of time, this psychic is the only human entity with whom I work in just such a communicative fashion such as this. You can feel my validity radiate out and to touch you right through the videotape. But my psychic is quite unaware right now of the physical environment and the physical stimulus that impacts upon his physical body. Hopefully, he will be pleased at the results. He was experiencing a case of the jitters and wanted everything just right. But I relieved him of the burden of responsibility, and I take over only with his consent. So I am here to educate you and to remind you into recollecting your greater selves, greater vestiges of awareness and capacities to make a difference in your existence than those you currently choose to use, whether it be out of personal conflict or ignorance. The greatest trouble with your species at these times is indeed ignorance. There is a cost, you see, to lack of awareness. So you must work individually in your own fashion, but perhaps occasionally with the assistance of some superior guidance to expand your minds, to open your hearts, and to look for something a bit more sophisticated than children's fairy tales, such as those that currently compose the bulk of your current religious philosophies and beliefs. And I must also make the statement to you, my friends. The statement is this. No man will have all the answers for another man. Sometimes you must go to another source that straddles the human kingdom and other kingdoms also. So I am an explorer that comes to your plane in my own special form of psychological body. And I must help my psychic grow and expand his own perceptive and cognitive capabilities, breaking any mental models that have been shoved upon him by culture and your philosophical scientific politics that dominate your times in this century. I am here to tell you there is truth available for you today if you are willing to hear it.
You have been listening to Antar as channeled through the late Levi Longfellow York III, produced for radio by the Mystic Broadcast Network. Tune in to our YouTube channel for videos of Antar in action.